Absolutely.
She made me wear this hat.
Okay. There you go. All righty, we're joined in the media center by Bo Butner, who drove to a 6.588 at 208.94 miles per hour during his second pass. You and Greg are neck and neck this year, and obviously in this qualifying round, it was the same story.
Yeah, that's I've said it like a couple of races ago. It's going to be a good dogfight. Luckily, it's the three KB cars, and that's our goal, to be 1, 2, and 3. So I've always said all year, we really don't care what order it is. And honestly, I don't, because I do this for fun. But it's fortunate that we're doing good, and Greg's doing good, and Jason's coming up. So it's going to be a fun rest of this race and two more.
Ron Kast was just in here talking about the weather change for Sunday and cooling conditions. I must have you guys, you know, salivating what these cars can do.
Yeah, we have to get through tomorrow and try to make two good runs tomorrow. That's our main goal. It's almost like showing up in a new track Sunday if the weather forecast is correct. So we'll see what that happens when that happens Sunday early. But tomorrow's going to be close and similar, so we want to learn and get better. My car made a fairly good run. I mean, I don't know if there's much more to improve on, but the other two cars we can definitely improve on. And we need to stay ahead of the pack.
Yeah, did you know that run was out there? I mean, the car's running 660s pretty consistently, then you come out and run a 650. I mean, it seems like your car has done that pretty consistently this year, where it kind of comes out of nowhere and does a run like that.
Yeah, if you notice, our car seems to improve every run because the guys work. With these guys is an honor for me, then Ken, of course. And Ken just told me before he left, he's like, you even shocked me on that run. So that's fun, and it keeps him happy. We're having a good time, and I think I can speak that for all three guys.
Yeah, I know earlier in the year, Greg said before he raced you in a final that something had changed, that it got to the point now, where it was like he was scared racing you because, just because of the season that you had.
I've learned to just go up there and do my job, and I can't control anything in the world done in that lane other than just try to beat him and make a good run. I have 100% confidence in my car and my crew, so that leaves 1% of me. So just go up there and do my job, and I have no worries. Today's great.
Yeah,